afternoon to you all. I'm Haley Tenpass. You are listening to Focus Fox Valley. On this Monday afternoon, we're welcoming in Coach Tony once again to help us get our lean on, and I can't think of a better time as the first of a few holidays rapidly approaching. Thanksgiving week already. Hey, Coach Tony, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to be back in the studio.
Yeah, it's been a little bit.
Yeah, it has. It's been a couple weeks. Yeah, we are approaching Thanksgiving really, really fast.
I know. And it's early this year. It is.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking it's too soon to be Thanksgiving, well, it is I think it's the earliest it can be.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it snuck up on us quickly. And I was at the grocery store yesterday, and it was already chaos. People were really running around and trying to get their things off the list before it gets even busier, I would imagine, the next couple of days.
Yeah, not only that, but the weather changed really rapidly, and it's so dark.
It is.
All day long.
It is.
Don't forget to take your vitamin D.
Definitely a good reminder. Yeah, it is getting dark, and I look out the window, and after about 4:45, I can't even tell if it's cloudy out or whatever.
Correct, yeah.
It's too dark.
Yep, absolutely.
Do you have any fun Thanksgiving plans?
Well, we're going to sport Thanksgiving at our house, and it's kind of going to be a deal. My wife puts a big feed bag on. She loves the holidays. She really loves to decorate for the holidays, which is awesome. So she loves to cook Thanksgiving dinner and have people come over to our house. It's not really formal, although she'll make it very formal looking. It's just kind of come on in, grab some food. It'll be warm all day long. So we'll start like at 2, and it'll kind of work into maybe earlier at night. 8 o'clock, we'll shut it down, and I'll go to bed and get ready for the next day.
Awesome. That's a good way to do things.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're going to kind of do a little bit of a holiday theme today.
Right. I didn't want to come in to the show with things to tell people to eat or not to eat. I just think that's, you know, it's not really the way I work. Even when I nutrition coach, I don't tell people what to eat. I tell them, eat the foods you like to eat based on my theories. So I'm going to come in here with some science on the darker side of chicken and turkey, which means white meat versus dark meat, and what's actually healthier. So we'll disclose all that and the science behind it. And then after that, if you want the evidence base behind the truth behind it, the transcript will be up on my website in written form, so you can go there and go, okay, what's this actually based on? Oh, here's the studies. So people know it, you know, I like to back everything up by science.
I like this topic today, Tony, because we are coming up to a lot of different holiday gatherings. You got the work gatherings, your friends' gatherings,
yes,
family gatherings. And if you are on a healthy train, you don't want to derail this month. And, you know, indulging a little bit here and there isn't going to kill us, but to have some rules and principles and reminders to keep in the back of our head when we're, you know, eating all these meals is important.
Yeah, you're spot on. It's really hard for me as a coach to tell people, look, you know, don't eat the pumpkin pie and don't eat the potatoes and that, you know, because it is a festivity day and you're with your family. You should enjoy that day, but it shouldn't leak into the next day and then the next day and the next day. You know, if you're going to eat your treats, make it a once-in-a-while thing.
All right. So should we dive in a little bit?
Well, first, you know, a few shows back, right, I made an offer to people. And this was probably maybe about 4 shows ago or so that I offered for the first 10 people that emailed me on my website and said, hey, Coach Tony, I listen to you on WHBY. I gave them a free 1-hour nutrition and weight loss coaching session. So because it's Thanksgiving is coming up, I want to extend that offer for 5 lucky people only because I'm getting super busy. The same thing. You email me, go to my website. Up in the right-hand corner of my website, you hit the contact. Contact me with an inquiry saying, hey, I listen to you on WHBY, and I will pick 5 lucky people to give a 1-hour nutrition and weight loss coaching session. $225 value, completely free. All you have to do is type 6 words, I listen to you on WHBY. So, and while you're there, you might as well sign up for my free e-newsletter so you can get evidence-based information about nutrition, fitness, and optimizing your health sent right to your inbox, saving you valuable time without surfing around the internet for it. So good luck, you five first people who hit the inbox.
All right, perfect. All right, so where do we begin today, Tony?
Well, first of all, so we're going to go white meat versus dark meat. That's how we're going to start this. So white meat chicken in turkey has been stamped as a health food, basically, and the go-to health and weight loss food for many decades, right? Don't eat the dark meat, eat the white meat. It's better for you. It's low in fat. In fact, because white meat has about half the saturated fat as dark meat, and ounce for ounce it's lower in total calories, many health advocates push it as a healthier alternative due to outdated science. And I love that because there's a lot of outdated science out there. Many U.S. practitioners recommend eating white or light meat instead of dark meat because it's lower in saturated fat, which saturated fat has been vilified since the 1970s. Don't eat saturated fat. It's really, really bad for you. It's going to create heart disease. According to the Department of Agriculture, an ounce of boneless, skinless turkey breast contains 46 calories and 1 gram of fat. Now, that's compared to dark meat has 50 calories and 2 grams of fat for boneless, skinless thigh meat. However, although white meat may be lower in fat and calories, dark meat actually contains many more valuable nutrients, which has merit far above and beyond the white meat counterpart.
Interesting.
Isn't it? Additionally, if you eat free-range or organic turkey or chicken, the fat is even healthier, providing major health benefits for your skin, joints, and immune system because it's higher in omega-3 fatty acids. And you know I bring that up a lot, so.
We got to take our omega-3s.
We have to take our omega-3s or get them from an outside source so we can offset omega-6, omega-3 fatty acids.
We're talking with Coach Tony this afternoon, part of Get Your Lean On. It's a little bit of turkey talk this afternoon ahead of Thanksgiving.
I like that.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more with Coach Tony in a few moments. You're listening to Focus Fox Valley right here on WHBY. Welcome back to Focus Fox Valley. I'm Haley Tenpass alongside Coach Tony this afternoon, helping us get our lean on, a little turkey talk to get you in the mood for Thanksgiving. And we're just talking, you haven't seen this movie yet.
No.
I haven't either, but I really want to.
Oh, I'm so excited to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be phenomenal, I'm sure. Don't anybody tell me
no
what
spoilers.
It's. Right? Don't spoil it, right? And just to make a quick, real quick announcement, the emails are flying in already, so you better get on it because I'm going to go through them. And the lucky five are going to be picked for a free nutrition weight loss coaching session. But right now, we're going back to turkey talk. I like that.
It's so timely.
So we've already, we've already disclosed that dark meat has much more nutrient benefits than white meat. Doesn't mean to throw the white meat away. It just means that we've been kind of duped a little bit on the dark meat. So So since chicken and turkey, especially like free range, use the legs, we're talking about how white meat and dark meat's actually developed in birds. So it all has to do with particular muscles and the movement of muscles. So since chickens and turkeys, especially free range, use their legs to move around a lot and generally don't fly much, their thighs get dark. Now, this is because a compound in the blood that results from the movement of the muscle. The more movement, the darker the meat, actually. That's why wild turkeys, their breasts are pretty dark, actually. Dark meat contains myoglobin, similar to hemoglobins, which is a substance in poultry blood that allows for the transport of oxygen necessary for muscle function, recovery, and health. Now, dark meat is also full of readily available iron because of the way it's pumped, which is then transported from them into our bodies. So we get major amounts of iron from dark meat, which we don't get from the white meat. Now, besides iron, dark meat also contains more selenium, zinc, vitamin A and K, riboflavin, thiamine, vitamin B6 and 12, as well as a super nutrient that we're going to talk about, which is taurine. Now, taurine is a sulfur-containing amino acid that's important for fat metabolism, but it's also important for a lot of other things. Now, taurine is also a major anti-inflammatory nutrient, which helps with blood pressure regulation, healthy nerve functioning, and the production of bile, which helps the breakdown of fat. So it is basically a super nutrient. In fact, according to studies by researchers at NYU, New York University School of Medicine, taurine significantly lowers the risk of heart disease, reducing mortality by as much as 80%. That's huge. As well as protecting against diabetes and high blood pressure. Additionally, taurine is such a powerful nutrient that it's considered a primary nutritional factor for longevity, insulin sensitivity, which leads to better insulin production, which leads to better blood sugar regulation, and proper electrolyte balance. Everything here that we talked about on past shows. This is why as we age, our bodies naturally slow down the production of taurine. It becomes essential to get it through our diet. So guess what? Certain types of diets also lack optimal amounts of taurine, particularly one that we talked about not long ago. I think it was on our last show, right?
Yeah.
Vegans and vegetarian mm-hmm. diets. Now, I did tell you that I would have the full transcript up on my website, and I did forget to call you about that, didn't I? But it is there now. So if you're looking for the full transcript on that show that I did, it's called An Insightful Approach to a Vegan or Vegetarian Diet. And go to my website and Google that on my website or do a search for it, and it'll pop right up so you can get the full transcript on it. Now, new research is looking at the benefit of taurine for human brain as well, and it may have the ability to slow down age-related memory loss and cognitive power, which is pretty phenomenal stuff. Now, taurine levels are found, high taurine levels, I should say, are found in dark meat of chicken and turkey. Additionally, they're also found in things like oysters and clams. So many people pay extra attention to boneless, skinless chicken and turkey meat, but it's time that we need to start rethinking that and eating the whole bird to maximize the health benefits.
It's interesting. You mentioned putting the science behind this, but to hear what really is made up in our meat, what is the centerpiece of everyone's table on Thursday is interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and we have been pushed toward, you know, again, the outdated science about saturated fats and all that stuff that we've talked about many a times in the show. But additionally, we've been talked about, especially, you know, if you're trying to lose weight or you're trying to really watch your health, to don't eat the dark meat. It's got a lot of fat in it. It's more calories and it's worse for you. But we're finding out that we've just had that wrong. And it's okay because now we can make it right. So additionally, you know, when it comes to the turkeys and chickens and stuff like that, there's more edible parts to them that go beyond the meat, okay? In fact, you strip away the skin, we're stripping away valuable healthy fat and collagen. Now, chicken and turkey skin contains a large amount of monounsaturated fat and oleic acid. The same fatty acid in the skin is the same stuff that's found in olive oil, actually. So, which has a super anti-inflammatory properties to it. So we've been told, throw that skin away. It's not good. It's really bad for you. But you're throwing away a really healthy thing that's going to bring you collagen and healthy fats. In fact, according to the Harvard School of Public Health, the majority of fat in chicken skin is actually quite heart healthy.
Interesting. But here's my question for that, Tony. What if it's deep fried?
That's a whole other ball game because okay. Now you're taking a, you know, something that's healthy, and it would be no different than deep frying white meat of turkey.
Okay.
You know, you got a, now you got a good thing with pro-inflammatory oil. So, right. Yeah.
Because some people, they put those turkeys in the fryer.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's a whole different ballgame. So the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, National Nutrient Database reports that 1 ounce of chicken skin contains 3 grams of saturated fat. But here's the caveat. It also provides 8 grams of monounsaturated fat or unsaturated fat, which is super, super healthy. And saturated fat is not unhealthy if it comes from legitimate, real sources. It's different getting it from chicken or turkey than it is from McDonald's. The funny thing about that is, you know, when doctors will say things like, you know what, cut back on your red meat or your dark meat and eat fish, salmon actually has more saturated fat in it per ounce than red meat. So I don't get the logic behind that. Another interesting fact about the skin is that it's almost pure collagen, which is now being touted by many, many functional health practitioners as one of the most important nutrients we can add to our diet. Now, collagen helps fight against diseases like diabetes, improves joint health, speeds up the healing from injuries and athletic performance, reduces wrinkles and saggy skin, and adds strength and elasticity to hair and nails. So, super important stuff. So don't take that chicken and turkey carcass and throw it away. Add water to it or broth to it and cook it for slowly for 24 or more hours, creating a delicious, health-promoting bone broth for soups and base that is based with collagen and glucosamine, which we know are great for joint health.
We're talking all about the turkey today on this episode of Get Your Lean On with Coach Tony. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, more turkey talk. And Coach Tony also might be touching a little bit on some grocery store tips this time of year as well. So stay tuned. More with Coach Tony coming up after the latest local news right here on WHBY. Welcome back to Focus Fox Valley, 4:35 the time, here with Coach Tony once again, and helping us get our lean on. Hey, Tony.
Hi. we already went through that.
I know, but we're welcoming back people who might not have been here at the top of the hour.
No, this is a good show. I mean, and it really sports what's, you know, the holiday seasons are upon us, and Thanksgiving's a couple days away. So I wanted to break down some evidence-based science about it, about white meat versus dark meat.
Yeah. And before we go there, the Settlers Bank phone lines are open, 281-1150. And we do have Mike, who's been waiting patiently on the line. Had a question about something we were talking about a little bit earlier. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, how's Haley and how's Tony doing?
Hey, Mike, how you doing? Doing really good here.
Fantastic.
Good to hear. I'm causing as much trouble as I reasonably can without getting caught.
Perfect.
I had a couple of questions. Number one, so you were mentioning about not deep frying the skin on chicken. So how do you recommend? I have used olive oil without, I guess, technically deep frying it.
Olive oil is a good oil. I'll tell you what, if you sign up for my e-newsletter, you're going to get a couple gifts, which are going to really help you understand this a little bit more. And I tell you, or I basically guide you on the healthiest oils to use for cooking, sauteing, and eating, and the ones to sidestep. So olive oil fits into that category. So cooking your skin of your chicken in olive oil is perfectly fine and healthy. You don't want to cook it in things like sunflower oil, safflower oil, which are super high in omega-6 fatty acids. So you're spot on with the olive oil.
What do you think about avocado oil?
I think it's great. You can't really get a much better oil to cook with. Not only is it low in omega-6 fatty acids because it's basically monounsaturated fat and saturated fat, but it's got a very high smoke point as well. So it's an all-around great cooking oil.
So you must not think too highly then of using coconut oil because it's got a pretty low smoke.
I absolutely do think coconut oil is excellent. And the reason why it is it's almost all saturated fat. And coconut oil actually doesn't have a super low smoke point.
Okay, because I read on the internet that it does. The other question I was going to ask you, and you definitely would know more than some uneducated numbskull, as a friend of mine would say. But the other question I was going to ask, what do you think of using things like bananas in smoothies as long as you do things like kale or spinach?
So I'm not a real proponent of bananas for the simple fact that it totally depends on if you're an athlete and you want a banana after your training or if you're eating a green banana. Now, the riper a banana becomes, because it's only very few percentage of fiber, so it's only about 14% fiber, the rest is cut up into about four different types of sugar. So basically, it's really a lot of sugar. It spikes. It's very high glycemically. It's going to spike blood sugar levels. So unless you're an athlete, I would probably steer away from bananas in your smoothies and go with an avocado.
I love avocados. So.
There you go. That's perfect. I put them in mine all the time.
Mike, we're running out of time here, but we appreciate your call today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a good day.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Bye now.
All right. Great questions from Mike.
A lot of great questions.
Thank you again for calling. That's awesome.
Yeah. And like I said, I hope he goes to, you know, sign up for the newsletter because he's going to get those cooking sheets that are going to help him distinguish between the oils that I personally know are super, super healthy and the ones to stay away from that are going to cause hormonal disruption and havoc on your body.
And a good refresher ahead of Thanksgiving because we're cooking with everything.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He uses avocado oil is like great. So that was awesome. So getting back to, the darker side of chicken and turkey meat, we now know that, hey, bottom line is white meat chicken is phenomenal. You know, we know that white meat turkey is phenomenal. It's delicious, awesome. But newer nutrition science is now telling us that we shouldn't disregard eating the whole bird. And that means not just the dark meat, but the bones and the tendons and the cartilage as well. And the skin. It all has value. So trust me when I say if you eat your dark meat, you're going to get more nutrient value out of it. And if you use the carcass and you boil it down to bone broth, your body's going to love you for it.
And I personally, I like the taste of dark meat over light meat.
I do too. You know, I like them both. You know, so it doesn't really matter. But I think it's going to make a lot of people happy that really do enjoy the dark meat. And think, oh, I should probably eat the breast, the white meat, because the dark meat's unhealthy, or the white meat is healthier. Well, now we know the truth. So, there you have it. We're done with the dark side of chicken and turkey. I think the evidence is there. And like I said, you can go to my website. Within the next week, I'll have the transcript up about this whole subject, and it'll break down in the science, so you can click on the PubMed studies that prove my case.
Okay, perfect. We have a little time left here. Do we want to start with our grocery store experience, or we can take a quick break if you'd like?
We could probably take a quick break.
Perfect.
And then we'll dive into the healthy grocery shopping guide.
Perfect. All right, we are going to take a pause here, but we will be back with Coach Tony and more of Get Your Lean On right here on Focus Fox Valley. You're listening to WHBY. .45 on your Monday afternoon. Hello, everyone. Once again, Haley Tenpass here alongside Coach Tony, who's helping us to get our lean on. We just got done talking turkey. And I mentioned it earlier. I went to the grocery store yesterday. We're talking grocery store shopping now. Went to the store yesterday. Packed. Tons of people
crazy.
There.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. Already.
Yeah. We got a lot of our stuff done. We order turkey. We never buy it frozen, so it's always fresh. The wife brines it. It takes a couple days to do that. And we've got pretty much everything we need. So I think we're good.
That's good.
I think we're good. Yeah, yeah. We're a little ahead of schedule.
Smart.
And the Christmas lights are up.
Well, there you go.
Right?
That's really awesome.
Right? But we can't turn them on. Rule of the house is we can't turn them on until after Thanksgiving.
Okay. So 12:01 Friday morning, the lights are on.
Correct.
At Coach Tony's. That's awesome. I love that. If I can, I'm going to hopefully get my husband to put the lights up this weekend. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Caught just a nice little, you know, weather where it was worth getting them put up. And all the neighbors were doing it the same day. So.
Yeah. Take advantage of it when you can.
Absolutely. So we got through the turkey talk, you know, the evidence base behind dark meat. Don't discard the dark meat. Skin, cartilage, bone, cook it up, make yourself some broth. All good. It's all good stuff.
And talk about a fun topic to bring to your Thanksgiving dinner on Thursday with your family, you know.
Absolutely.
Let the family know that the health benefits behind
it. Hey, while you're sitting there eating your turkey, play the podcast.
And we are grateful for all the listeners out there. So I think that's worth saying as well.
So the next little topic we're going to go into is healthier grocery shopping and in a little guide or how to put it together. We talked about this probably a few months back, but I get overwhelming response of people that want to hear this again and again. It's so overwhelming, especially when you're just starting to get out on your own, or you're in a health journey and you want to know how to grocery shop efficiently and healthy. So I got some tips for people. So grocery shopping, we both know, Ellie, that grocery shopping can be a painful experience and sidetrack even the most health conscious folks due to the tempting unhealthy foods that lurk in every aisle. It's so easy to get sidetracked. Your first line of defense against the temptations is carry a grocery list. Make sure you have a good grocery list. Now, a grocery list is a handy tool that'll help you navigate through the store with ease and help you stick to a healthy eating regimen. Okay. That what's more is studies show, believe it or not, again, going back to the science, that using a grocery list for shopping can lead to healthier food choices, keeping you on track for your health and weight loss goals. So we're going to go through some plans for people on how to go about this. And if you want the full transcript of this, again, go to my website and you can read the written out version of this. And it's a lot longer and a lot more detailed than what we can get into today. The first thing is plan ahead. Having the ingredients necessary to prepare tasty meals all week long is an excellent way to start and maintain a healthy diet. Now, studies show that people who plan their meals in advance have healthier overall diets and lower body weight than those who don't. Plus, those who plan their meals ahead tend to cook more at home, which makes perfect sense, a practice that has been linked, again, by science to a better diet quality and lower body fat levels. So there's some good science to tell you why you should start planning ahead. The next thing is keep a running grocery list. Now, rather than scrambling to try to remember your favorite pantry staples that you've recently run out on, keep a running list of items somewhere out where you can continually put them on your list. Now, keep track of the foods that you use as well as the new healthy ones that you're going to want to try. This will help compile a good weekly shopping list and make shopping much easier. The next thing you want to do is make sure that you organize your list. Now, separating your grocery shopping list by categories is an excellent way to save time and keep your shopping trip way less stressful. So you can organize your list by food categories or how your favorite store is actually laid out. Now, I got some ideas on how I do my personal categorization. So you can categorize your items like this. I do vegetables, fruits, protein, carbohydrates, healthy fats, dairy and non-dairy products, condiments, and beverages. And notice I don't have treats on there. But if you do, and you think it's going to sway you, just leave them off your list. Now, if you're grocery shop a lot and you know the layout of the store, just, you know, kind of format that whole layout according to how you actually walk through the store. For example, if you usually begin shopping in the produce aisle, then list your fruits and veggies first. It's pretty simple. This way you can streamline your shopping list and your shopping trip and avoid having to circle back in order to pick up other things. What happens then is it's going to keep you out of the tempting aisles that you're going to try to pick unhealthy items.
Tony, there's nothing worse than realizing you are in the dairy section when you need something from the produce aisle.
I know, right?
It's the worst. You got to run back.
All the way
back. Fight the traffic on the way.
Right?
No, carts. You're not.
So all this makes a lot of sense to you.
It does.
And it's good protocol to put into format. Write it down, or again, go back to the podcast and listen to it, or go read the whole transcript because I got it broken down into a lot longer form and a lot more detailed form. The next thing you want to do is focus on healthy items. Now, if you're on a new health journey, you want to focus on these healthy items. When you prepare your grocery list, try to focus on foods that are healthy and nourishing, not junk foods. This can be challenging, especially for those who are recently starting a new healthy eating plan or a new health journey. Grocery shopping lists are a helpful way to reduce the chance of purchasing unhealthy foods that can cause weight gain and sabotage your health goals. So before you go on a shopping trip, ensure that your list is organized into sections and include all the items that you'll need to create healthy meals for that following week. Pretty simple stuff, right?
Makes sense.
Yeah, it absolutely certainly does. I mean, as I put this article together and I put the transcript together, I'm like, okay, what makes sense to me and how do I go about this? The next thing is always try, and this is staple. We hear this a lot, but a lot of people don't pay attention. Perimeter shop. I mean, that should be your focus. Now, perimeter shopping is a great way to emphasize fresh whole foods while minimizing your exposure to packaged and processed foods. Now, because the perimeter of most grocery stores are usually include fruit, vegetables, and healthy proteins and dairies, that's the areas you want to stick to. Although the interior of grocery aisles may include healthy options like canned and dried beans, grains, spices, and olive oil and things like that, this is also where grocery chains stock highly processed foods like candy, soda, and chips. So by minimizing your time in the interior of the store and sticking to that exterior will cut your exposure down to unhealthy foods, reducing the chance of being tempted by bad purchases. Make a point to fill the list with mostly whole, unprocessed foods from the perimeter of the grocery store, and this can help incorporate healthy food choices and a better healthy diet.
And all this planning that you're doing ahead of time, too, you know, it eliminates maybe a follow-up visit to the grocery store later on in the week because you forgot that one thing you needed to make XYZ.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, it just is a smart thing. It keeps a clear head.
It is. You know, you can write these down, and you can have this format or this template down and keep it there all the time on your refrigerator somewhere where it's exposed to you and just follow the template. It doesn't take that much time, but it's going to save you a lot of hassle and a lot of bad choices in the long run. I promise that. The next thing you want to do is make sure when you write out your list, stick to the plan. Don't go, well, or don't go to the store hungry and go, well, I'm going to go off my plan here because I'm ravenous and I'm going to start grabbing whatever I can to eat. So grocery stores are designed to get shoppers to spend money. That's bottom line. They don't care if it's healthy or unhealthy. They just want you to open up your wallet and spend as much as you can there. So to avoid temptations, go into the grocery store armed with a plan and stick to that plan. Don't veer off from it. In-store advertisements or weekly flyers promoting coupons and discount items may have a strong impact on the food that a lot of people purchase. The problem with that is, though, is those grocery store items that are usually, you know, on sale or have the coupons with them are normally like processed, packaged foods. Very rarely are they fresh produce. You don't really see fresh produce in promotions. That's one reason why starting your shopping list with a well-thought-out shopping plan is important. Sticking to your list can decrease the chance of impulse buying of unhealthy foods or purchasing something that you won't use based on a sale. You're going to save money. So we're going to walk into a little bit of some ideas on how I like base my shopping, okay, so I can give this away. So having a treat now and then, you know, we know it's perfectly normal and healthy, but keep your treats and your snacks to a minimum and go through, stay away from the sugary cereals, the candy, the soda, the chips, and the baked goods. Stay away from that stuff. If you want a list of how I do this personally, again, go to the transcript on my website, www.getyourleanon.com, and you can get the full transcript that'll help you be a healthy, smart shopper.
Tony, thank you so much for stopping in today. Once again, I think our listeners will take away some good pointers ahead of Thanksgiving. Enjoyed the turkey talk today.
Right,
and grocery shopping, we do that every week. So again, some good reminders as we head to the store.
Absolutely.
I wish you and your family a wonderful Thanksgiving and thankful for you partnering with us here at WHBY.
Thank you so much. And to everybody out there, happy Thanksgiving from Coach Tony.
All right, taking a break here, back with more Focus Fox Valley after this on WHBY.
Let Marquette's Pleasant Prairie MSN program help you answer the call to become a nurse.
I graduated from Marquette's Direct Entry MSN program, and now I'm back to influence the next generation of Marquette nurses.
Marquette's Pleasant Prairie MSN allows you to earn your master's in less than 21 months and gain an opportunity to teach nursing to others.
Marquette instills that value that you're not just a nurse. You're a Marquette-trained nurse, and you're going to make a difference in someone's life.
To apply, search for Pleasant Prairie MSN.